This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
It'll all be selfish of us not to celebrate selfless people.
Absolutely.
And one of those is Prof. Hlengani Mathebula. Obviously, making a difference through the Hlengani Mathebula Invitational. So today, he's our breakfast champion.
No, definitely. On the Capricorn Breakfast, you know how we do it. We strive and pride ourselves in celebrating individuals in the province who are making a difference and pouring back into the province. And just as Mr. Jones has indicated, one individual who has continuously done so is Prof. Hlengani Mathebula through the Hlengani Mathebula Invitational. You know, he's said to make a difference and ensure that there is support for those that seek it. And that is why we are celebrating him today as this week's breakfast champion. That is why we are shining the spotlight on what he has been able to achieve. We are talking this morning to the founder of Hlengani Mathebula Invitational, Prof. Hlengani Mathebula, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Prof. How are you doing this morning? Welcome.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. I'm doing very well. I'm hoping we'll better we're going to have a very good conversation.
Nah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And you know, Prof, while we celebrate you through the works that you're carrying out with the Hlengani Mathebula Invitational, it's only natural for us as Limpopo's Hottest Frequency to really congratulate you on your appointment. Just last week, you were appointed as the National Student Financial Aid Scheme Administrator, a very key position in these trying times. But let's just say congratulations. Maybe you can share with us, if you're comfortable, just to say what this appointment means for you.
No. Thanks so much. But I would have liked scenario where we differentiate the two, but we can't differentiate congratulatory messages. So I do think Capricorn FM and its listeners for congratulating me on the appointment. It is really an honor to have to serve our country. But I would want to leave the issues related to NSFAS for the day that we really are able to talk about them, separate from the HMI, a big day that is coming on Saturday. But we do thank the country, we do thank Capricorn FM and the people of South Africa for the honor bestowed on us to serve. It is a daunting responsibility, but it is a challenge we are up to.
Prof, you know, the kind of work that you're doing obviously speaks for itself. But let's just look at the background behind the foundation. What motivated you to start the foundation and also to give back to the community?
So why don't we start here? Do you guys have a trophy for the most breakfast champion that keeps on coming back to your show?
Maybe we should start now, bro.
I think we should. We should, because if we do that, I think I could be in the running. This is the second time.
You stand a good chance.
Yes, I think I stand a good chance. Two is a good number. Look. The background is very simple. This is an initiative born out of lived experience. And I think that the fourth year in a row, we count four years, not because HMI started 4 years ago, but we count 4 years because it is from the 4 years that we have really started seeing the impact in the scale that we wanted to be. I have said this before. It started way back whilst I was still at the Reserve Bank, and when I ran the Comrades Marathon wearing a Shibelani, which I still do, and at that time we didn't really make as much the impact. We collected shoes. We collected some for the towers. We evolved because we started as the Shibelani Foundation, and we we then understood that maybe we need to take a different direction and do this in a different way, which is where now, 4 years ago, we then moved it into HMI. And in reality, really, as I said before, it is an initiative born out of experience. I grew up in deep rural villages in Malamlele, and I walked distances from Mashobe to Magona before I fully relocated to Magona. But I have seen children that walked from Gomungomu, that walked from Bevula, that walked from Govu, that walked from a BPP and Lombard, coming to a Gijana High School in without shoes, and in winter they dropped out of school. I have friends that have not been as privileged to attain a PhD like I have, that have dropped off because of the level of poverty that they had to face. I have seen children, girl children, that have dropped out of school purely because, as young as they were, when they dared to blot on themselves, they were laughed off class, and they never came back. They then got pregnant, and you know what then happened with the rest of things, and kids that were supposed to be at school became mothers. Kids that were supposed to be in school got themselves involved in unnecessary things that we will want to encourage our children not to be. So this is the experience. This is the background. And so at the end of the day, then one decided, how best then do we ensure that the children stay in class because they are children? Children complete their schooling because they are children. You then need to limit or at least ease the burden that their parents have, mm-hmm. which is to provide them with shoes, mm-hmm. provide them with sanitary towels so that mm-hmm. They really don't face the indignity that they are facing currently. Let me give you one example. We went to Kaku, a higher secondary school, on the 28th of February to go and give from grade 8 to grade 12 shoes. Mm-hmm. There was a child there who painted or who polished sneakers to look like shoes. Now you don't want children to do that, and that's the reason why we do what we do.
Sure. Absolutely motivational and really impactful, apart from it just being motivational. Prof, would like to hear more about the Charity Day plan for this Saturday. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue with our conversation. We have Prof Hlengani Mathebula on the line. He's the founder of Hlengani Mathebula Invitational. That conversation carrying on after this.
Back to Prof Hlengani Mathebula, founder of Hlengani Mathebula Invitational. Well, Prof, good morning again. Welcome back. Let's look at Charity Gold Day this Saturday at Euphoria Golf Estate. What is it about, and how can listeners get involved?
Yeah, I would like it to be Gold Day. I really like it to be Gold Day.
Yeah.
Because we'll be having a lot of gold. No, it is a Golf Day.
Yeah, Golf Day. So, yeah. Sorry about that, yeah.
No problem. No, so I think Our appeal really is to the listeners of Capricorn FM to really come for the day. You don't need to go and stay there overnight. Come for the day and be part and parcel of the activities. There will be golf that is going to be played. There is going to be entertainment that will be provided by children who are beneficiaries of these activities. Come see for yourself. That we just not talking for the sake of talking. We really are putting our shoulders into the wheel, and we're really asking South Africans, those who can, pop in. You don't need to have 20 pairs of shoes. Don't have to have 10. Bring one pair of shoes. You know, bring a box of sanitary towels. You know, every bit will go a long way to us achieving our better objectives, which is to keep a child in class. So really, the doors of Euphoria Golf and Life Estate will be opened the gates will be open on Saturday from 8 o'clock. That's when we start with the entertainment. I have just posted something that I have tagged a Capricorn FM, so you could do well by just follow us on Tengani M Invitational, or just follow at Tengani Matebula on Instagram or on Twitter. But that's where we're providing more information in. But however, we just want South Africans, the people of Limpopo, the people who listens to Limpopo's hottest frequency, just to come on a day and ensure that the day is the one that can make put smiles on the faces of children in deep rural areas.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Prof. We appreciate your time talking to us, and all the best for Saturday. That's founder of Tengani Matebula Invitational, Prof. Tengani Matebula.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.